This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. أسأل الله عز وجل teach us what benefit us from what he taught us and increase us in knowledge. أسأل الله عز وجل to put barakah in this gathering and make us from the people who at the end of the gathering will be told قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. آمين رب العالمين. I'm not going to take long today because we had an announcement. So just a few minutes, inshallah ta'ala, with the new name of Allah Azza wa Jal. The name we will be discussing tonight is Al-Musawwir. Huwa Allah.
Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
So the name Al-Musawwir is only mentioned once in the Quran in this ayah. Al-Musawwir, literally Al-Musawwir, is mentioned only once in the Quran. But the action of, first of all, let's explain what the Al-Musawwir mean. It means the fashioner. The fashioner, it is from the root letters Sad, Waw, Ra, and the bestower of forms. He is the one who forms and shapes all that exists. Al-Musawwir gives everything its own distinct shape and inclination or desire. Despite the great variety of the creation, every single creation is unique. Subhanallah. This is Al-Musawwir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari', Al-Musawwir. What's the difference? We mentioned before when we were talking about the Khaliq. Al-Khaliq is the one who created from nothing, all creations. Al-Bari' is the one who made them from bara', from clay. And Al-Musawwir is the one who creates, he gave the creation its shapes and its looks. Like we said last time, even though you have billions of people from the beginning of the creation, not one of them is 100% equal to the other. Even if he is identical twin, still there is something in their character and their behavior is different. No one is 100% equal, even though they all have two eyes and two ears and, you know, subhanallah. This is al-musawwir. But the verb of taswir have been mentioned in the Quran many places. I will mention a few of them, inshallah. In Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 3.
هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
He is the one who forms you in the wombs as he wills. There's no ilah except him. He is the almighty, all wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only he shaped you and fashioned you the way you look, but he also perfected it. Just like he said in Surah Al-Sajda,
الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ.
Allah have perfected everything that he subhanahu has created.
هذا خلق الله.
Allah said in Surah Luqman, هذا خلق الله. When you go around and subhanAllah, you see those beautiful waterfalls and the mountains and the scenery. هذا خلق الله. فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه. Show me what other people, what are those idols that you worship, what have they created? SubhanAllah. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق وصوركم فأحسن صوركم. In another place, similarly, He designed you and He perfected your design. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O mankind, what is that thing that tempted you concerning your Lord, the most generous? He is the one who created you and formed you and proportioned you. And in whatever shape He willed, He assembled you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the word, the name al-musawwir, it is very close to al-khaliq and al-bari, very close. Al-khaliq is the created, the creation from nothing. The bari is specifically from clay, and al-musawwir is the one who gave it its image. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah is the one who gave you that shape. Allah is the one who gave you that look. So what made you disobey Him? What fooled you to think that you became something? If it wasn't because of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are nothing. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how it's mentioned in the ayat. In the hadith, in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, لَمَّا صَوَّرَ اللَّهُ آدَمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ تَرَكَهُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتْرُكَهُ فَجَعَلَ إِبْلِيسُ يُطِيفُ بِهِ يَنْظُرْ مَا هُوَ فَلَمَّا رَآهُ أَجْوَفْ عَرِفَ أَنَّهُ خُلِقَ خَلْقًا لَا يَتَمَالَكْ. When Allah fashioned Adam in Jannah, He left him as He liked him, as long as He wished to leave him. Then Iblis started roaming around this creation called Adam, to see what actually that was. And when he found him hollow from within, he recognized that he had been created with a disposition that he would not have control over himself, that he can be affected by others. Another place it is mentioned, taswir, in the dua that we make when we do sajda tilawa. What do we say? سجد وجهي وصوره, right? سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وشق سمعه وبصره وصوره فأحسن وشق سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وصوره وشق سمعه وبصره وتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. This is a dua. You know, sometimes when you are reading Quran and you pass through a sajda, sajda tilawa, you can just say, سبحان ربي الأعلى. Does سجدة تلاوة need وضوء? اختلف العلماء. Yeah, if you read the Quran, you already have وضوء. But let's just say you heard the Quran, you have to make سجدة تلاوة, you don't need وضوء. You do not need وضوء. This is not salat. وضوء is needed for three things. What are they? Salat. جنازة صلاة صلاة طواف and reading the Quran. There's a difference of opinion, but those are the three things. So سجدة تلاوة يعني it's not one of those three. It's not one of those three. Of course, it's preferable. Don't get me wrong. It's preferable to have wudu. But is it a must to have wudu? No. It's not a must to have wudu. طيب. So this dua, I will go back. So I can say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la is enough, three times, like I always do. This is alhamdulillah sufficient. But this is a specific dua for sajdat al-tilawa. Specific dua, especially when we do it every single tomorrow morning. Allahu a'lam if the Sheikh is going to recite it. But usually every Friday we recite Surah al-Sajda and Surah al-Insan. And Surah al-Sajda, of course, has a sajda in it. So when you go to sajda, try to say this dua, inshallah. Tayyib. In order to understand the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, reading them is not enough. We have to, study them. And, for example, Al-Musawwir. When I see Al-Musawwir, And I'm looking, and one of our brothers just came back from Japan, subhanAllah. And he was telling me how beautiful it is, and how he said, as if you are on a completely different planet. The way that they are organized, you've never seen someone or something or some country that is organized as much as Japan. Even though they are huge in population, they're still so organized. Subhanallah. And by the way, side topic, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Musawwir, even though us who are not familiar with Japanese people, when I look at Japanese people, what happens? They all look the same to me, right? Right? But to themselves, they exactly like, just we are really looking at each other. This is exactly Al-Musawwir. You look, I saw yesterday. No, that was my cousin. You know? So they all look the same, because we are not used to them. But between themselves, they know exactly who's who, and you know, just like we know each other. So what we were saying? So he's saying how beautiful is the country. Beside the organization and the Nizam and all that, also it's so beautiful. And he showed me some pictures. So when we see these the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal right in front of our eyes, there is a ibadah that I spoke about before, an act of worship that not too many people do. And that is, excellent, ibadat al-tafakkur. Ibadat al-tafakkur. Ibadat al-tafakkur meaning reflecting deeply. And you sit down and you say, subhanallah, you know, Allahu Akbar, look at this waterfall coming from nowhere, from the middle of the rocks, and it's constantly giving. When you go, brother Dr. Imad just came back from Umrah, may Allah accept from you, inshallah. When you see the Zamzam, since Ibrahim alayhi salam keeps giving, subhanallah, you know, it's something amazing. That makes you think and increase your love to Allah and decrease the thought of disobeying Him. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created all this, when you start contemplating and having tadabbur with and tafakkur of the khalq of Allah azza wa jal, you would look and you see a huge mountain, and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا ويوم نسير الجبال. You look at this huge mountain, and Allah is telling us that one day سيمر كالسحاب, it's gonna pass by just like a cloud. That whole mountain that is like maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 miles, and Allahu a'lam how much it weighs, it will pass by like a cloud. So when I see that and make tafakkur, I say to myself, the one who created this, the one who said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha, يَنْسِفُهَا رَبُّكَ نَسْفَهَا. How is the ayah begin, start? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ قُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفَهَا. Yani you see at this huge mountain, it will be shattered into ashes. Then you tell yourself, He cannot cure me. He cannot solve my financial problem. You know, when you have that ibadah of tafakkur, and you look at this al-musawwir who have gave that beautiful image, so you will, no matter how big is your demand, you think it's huge, it will become nothing, subhanallah. Ummu Darda, the wife of the famous sahabi Abu Darda, was asked, what is the greatest ibadah that Abu Darda does? She said, at-tafakkur. She said, at-tafakkur. The best ibadah my husband performed is at-tafakkur. And Al-Hasan al-Basri, let me see if I got the quote. He said, an hour's contemplation is better than a year of qiyam. 1 hour of tafakkur is better than 1 year of qiyam. Subhanallah. 1 year of qiyam. And one of the tabi'een of the Prophet, one of the tabi'een said, reflection, tafakkur is the light of worship. Nur al-ibadah. At-tafakkur, nur al-ibadah. Now, how do we apply this name? Like I promised you, it's not going to take so long. How do you apply this name in our life? Be happy with the way that Allah created you. Do not complain, ya akhi, I am short, I am tall, I am fat, I am ugly, I am this, I am that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have shaped you in a form, in a way that is the best form ever. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Maybe if your look is different, you could have done something that is haram that could ruin your dunya and your akhirah. You know, oh, Allah, I look so good. Let me go model for somebody. And you start modeling, and one second, start from modeling and goes to acting, and then from acting to this and that, and then you're done. SubhanAllah. So be satisfied how the musawwir have made my surah. Huh? Be very happy and tell yourself, if I want to choose the way I look, it would be this. Because the one who gave me this image is Al-Jameel himself. Is the most beautiful himself. And as we have seen, ya akhwan, maybe we don't see it much here, but in our countries, I can tell you one thing, that is increasing in a way that is very scary. Plastic surgery. And changing the khalq of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everybody wants big lips, big cheeks, big this, big that, you know, change this, small that. They're not convinced. I got some wrinkles here. Yalla, bismillah, shid, yalla. Pull, push. Is that mentioned in the Quran? Shaitan, he will tell the people, what did he say? He told Allah, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله. I'm going to keep stay on top of them until they are convinced that they have to change the خلق of Allah Azza wa Jal. They will change the way they were created. So be, if you want to apply that name in your life, be very happy and satisfied by the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. Hadith in Bukhari, I forgot to quote it, but the meaning of the hadith, ya akhwan, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask everyone who makes a statue to put ruh in it on the day of judgment. Please, I know there's a difference of opinion when it comes to the pictures, but the statues, there's no difference of opinion. The actual statue, there's no difference of opinion that it's not allowed at all to have it in your home. Forget about buying it and selling it, 100% haram. But having it in your home, you are preventing the malaika from entering to your home. And Ibn Abbas, one time, he saw somebody drawing people. He said, what are you doing? Stop doing that. And he said, draw something that does not have a ruh. Does not have a ruh. He literally used the word tree. Draw a tree, yani anything that has to do with nature. But statues, actual statues that are, you look at it and you know exactly this is a horse, this is a man, with features, with the eye, this is forbidden in our deen to have in our home. And Rasulullah ﷺ said that in another narration, if I'm not wrong, it says, who are أكثر الناس عذابا يوم القيامة? The most punished people who on the day of judgment. The first ones, the people who killed prophets, the people who killed the prophet, and then the last one was the people who make tamathil, make statues. SubhanAllah. So this is not something easy, akhwan. If you have a statue that represents something with a ruh, get rid of it, inshallah ta'ala. And finally, al-musawwir, ask Allah Azza wa Jal bless you with beautiful children. There's nothing wrong with that. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-musawwir to bless you with for example, you are single. Ya Allah, bless me with a beautiful wife. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, keep in mind that, you know, we look first for the deen. And then we look for the other stuff, inshallah ta'ala. If we have the deen, Allahu Akbar. You know, فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكِ. Take the one with the deen, you know, that is the best thing you could ever have. And inshallah ta'ala, the rest, the wealth and the beauty and the lineage, all that is extra. So There's nothing wrong with asking for a righteous and beautiful spouse. And subhanallah, keep in mind that even sometimes we fall into this mistake. We start comparing the way our children look to others. Look at their children. Look how beautiful. Look how this. And my kids are this, or my daughter is this. Do not do that. Do not do that at all. You are complaining about Allah's creation. You are complaining about Allah's creation. When you see something beautiful, mashallah, tabarakallah, may Allah put barakah in your children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them more beautiful, inshallah ta'ala. But do not compare and say, why me, why this, why that. No. You are rejecting the order and the hikmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, which neither me nor you could understand. Maybe sometimes he could make it clear to us, but we always trust Al-Hakim and Al-Alim and Al-Khabir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who listen and apply. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. May Allah protect all our children from any harm. May Allah protect our spouses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate our parents' status in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love to one another. May Allah unite our hearts and increase us in Iman. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Don't forget to a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. Today, tomorrow, all day, make as many salat as possible. And don't forget to come to Salat al-Fajr at 6:30. Inshallah ta'ala, jazakum Allah khair. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.